We thank you, our God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Divine Master. Thank you, precious Savior. Thank you, our God. We bless you tonight. We bless you. We bless you for all of this weekend. Thank you for the outpouring of the rain of your glory. We lay hold on everything that you have made available to us. All of your people, all across the globe, all across different networks, we magnify your holy name, Father. There is a sound going out, Lord. There's a sound of praise, a sound of jubilee. Glory to God. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Lord, breathe upon your word tonight. Thank you, God, for the celebration that we have been enjoying in this service. Thank you, God, for all of the singing and all of the worshiping, all of the praising. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for your packaged word. Your packaged word. Thank you for the release of the dew of heaven. Thank you for the release of the dew of heaven. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Bless your word tonight. Grant us great grace to possess every bit of it. Every bit of it. To take everything that you have placed on this divine table. Lord, to take and to possess every possession, every inheritance. We honor you, our God. We bless you. You alone deserve our glory and our praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Open Heavens 2025. The heavens will release the dew. Wherever you are, praise God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you for stopping by to be a part of our celebration. Indeed, the heavens are open over us. We felt him right through this service. God is moving. Glory to God. Some outstanding things are happening. Some astounding things are happening. Glory is being dished out and is being released upon us. And we are super, super excited about everything that the Lord has ordained for this weekend. Glory to God. Before you take your seats, hallelujah, I'm going to have you. We're going to take our confession, our 2025 confession together before we go into the Word of God. There's glory in this Word. There is glory in this Word. Somebody say, heaven is releasing the dew for me this weekend. Come on, say that loud. Say, heaven is releasing the dew for me this weekend. Everything that the Father has ordained for me, I possess my possession. I inherit my inheritance. I lay hold on everything that God has made available to me. Heaven is releasing the dew for me this weekend, beginning tonight, and I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory to God. Our 2025 confessions will be on the screen. I'm going to have us go through that as we make our way into the Word of God. Let's do it together. 2, 3, go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvests, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by His grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is He who began this work in me, and He will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by His mantle, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. I am treading under my feet with long life. He satisfies me, and he is showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Glory to God, glory to God. Please go ahead and be seated wherever you are. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You feel the presence of God right there where you are? It's so heavy here. It's so heavy. It's going right through the airwaves. I'm more than convinced something good is going to happen to you all through this weekend, beginning tonight. Something good is happening to you. As the word of God begins to go forth, something good is happening to you. Something good. Somebody say, something good is happening to me. Say it like you mean it. Something good is happening to me. The heavens will release the dew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get into the word of God, saints. Let's get into the word of God. There's a special unction around the word of God tonight. I can feel that. Hallelujah. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Those were some of the words paraphrased of one of God's servants who showed up in a time of extreme difficulty in the land of Israel. And the word of the Lord came to him like the word of the Lord is coming to us tonight. The Lord said, I will send rain upon the earth. It was a time of extreme difficulty, drought, famine, barrenness. And God said, I will send rain upon the earth. Hallelujah. Well, the word of the Lord has come to us. He said, the heavens will release the dew in 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 1, verse 2, and verse 41. In verse 1, it says, it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go and show yourself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Verse 2, and Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. That means that famine was really bad. And the Bible says in the King James, there was a sore famine. It was particularly difficult. In fact, in a couple of other translations in the Good News Bible, the Bible tells us the famine in Samaria was at its worst. the famine in Samaria was at its worst. In the God's Word translation, the Bible says the famine was particularly severe. The famine was particularly severe. And yet, in the midst of that extremely difficult situation, the word of the Lord came to his servant. And the Lord said, I will send a rain upon the earth. And in verse 41, Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh. Glory to God. Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Sometimes it feels like the Lord waits until it's worse, until that situation seems impossible. Sometimes it feels like the Lord waits until all options have been exhausted. It just feels like there is no way out of the predicament. And then the word of the Lord. Here comes the word of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Thank God for the word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord is my anchor. That's what I build on. That's what I hope in. That's what I lean on. That's what I trust in. The word of the Lord. My God. And when the word of the Lord comes, my friend, no matter how dark the night is, when the word of the Lord comes, light, light, just as it was in the beginning, it was so dark, it was so terrible, it was so bad, it was so void, it was so empty, and yet the word of the Lord came and God said, light be. And the moment God said, light be, light, light, the word of the Lord. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Somebody thank God for the word of the Lord. Thank God for the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is the precursor of the release of heaven's dew. That is, before heaven will release the dew over any life, the word of the Lord must come first. God said, go, and she said to that servant, to that prophet, that man of God, Elijah, go tell the king, I will send rain upon the earth. And once the word of the Lord goes forth, that's it. The word of God carries within itself implicit power, inherent power to deliver whatever is needed in the moment. No matter what is going on in any situation of life, when the word of the Lord goes forth, there is a release and an outburst of supernatural power that arrests every situation and brings a turnaround. The word of the Lord is the precursor of the release of heaven's dew. So that's why we can position ourselves to receive everything God has for us by the way we embrace his word. When the word of the Lord goes forth, that word has inherent power to do whatever it is sent forth to do. However, you and I must position ourselves to be able to lay hold and receive everything that is carried in that word, so that when what is carried in that word is delivered, when that package, those packages are delivered, we can take hold of them. We can take hold of them completely. Hallelujah. Without leaving anything on the table. The word of the Lord is the precursor of the release of heaven's due. So you can position yourself to receive everything God has for you by the way you embrace his word. I pray tonight, wherever you are, that you position yourself. Whew. This is a night of destiny. This is a night of power. This is a night of glory. My friends, this is a night of visitation. My prayer for you is that everything moves out of the way. Everything is, there's no clutter in our minds, no clutter around our space. We're spiritually and mentally and physically, we're completely focused to receive whatever the Lord has for us tonight. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 2, in the Amplified version, it says, my message, this is God speaking now, my message shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the light rain upon the tender grass, and as the showers upon the herb. My message. Will come as the rain. You see, the word of God, the message of God, his word is the precursor of the dew of heaven, is the precursor of the release of heaven's dew. My message shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the light rain upon the tender grass, and as the showers upon the herb. In the Message translation of that scripture, it says, my teaching, let it fall like a gentle rain. My words arrive like morning dew, like a sprinkling rain on new grass, like spring showers on the garden. In fact, in the New Living Translation, it's almost like it's asking us, let this be. Let this happen. Let the word of the Lord accomplish what it's sent to accomplish in our lives. Let it do what it's sent to do in our lives in this moment, in this season. So how we position ourselves and how we set our expectation and my friends, that is also very important. It says, let my teaching, this is the New Living Translation, let my teaching fall on you like rain. Let my speech settle like dew. Let my words fall like rain on tender grass, like gentle showers on young plants. My friends, if we position ourselves right, we can give ourselves the ultimate advantage in life going forward in the rest of our journey. If we position ourselves right in every moment to lay hold on the word that the Lord sends to us, we can give ourselves the ultimate advantage in life on the rest of our journey. When God sent that word through his servant Elijah, go tell Ahab, to the king, tell him, I'm going to send rain. And then he said to him, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Will you go up and eat and drink? And then that man of God, that servant of God, went to the top of the mountain of Carmel, and he bowed himself over, he positioned himself over to bring forth the rain. My friends, the way we position ourselves, how we position ourselves, where the word of God is concerned, can determine the extent of the efficacy of that word in our lives. It can determine, my God, it can determine how much of that word can produce. You've heard about the parable of the sower, the 30-fold, the 60-fold, the 100-fold, and yet, apart from the 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, there were those words that never produced at all. There were those ones that fell by the wayside, those ones that fell on the rock that didn't have roots to grow, those ones that fell among the thorns and they were smothered. And then those the way we position ourselves, when God speaks, somebody say, one word from God can change your life forever. That is absolutely true. One word. The word of God carries creative power. My goodness. In one moment, radical transformation can happen on account of the word of God. In one moment. How we position ourselves to receive God's word is so important. Remember, like Mary, that Mary, the sister of Martha, you remember in Luke chapter 10 when Jesus was visiting their home. And they both loved the Lord, but they put their focus in two different places. And my goodness, what has your focus will eventually determine your outcomes. Martha was awesome. She was great. She wanted to take care of the Lord, but her focus was misplaced. Look at it in Luke chapter 10 in verse 38. Let's read this from the Amplified. Now, while they were on their way, it occurred that Jesus entered a certain village and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and said, Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me, to lend a hand and to do her part along with me. But the Lord replied to her by saying, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There is need of only one, all but a few things. Mary has chosen that good portion, and that which is to her advantage, which shall not be taken away from her. My friends, the word of God, the way we position ourselves around the word to receive his word, can give us the ultimate advantage in life. God's promises and God's provisions are packaged in the dew of heaven being released over you this weekend. God's promises and God's provisions are packaged in the dew of heaven being released over you this weekend. God said, the heavens will release the dew. The heavens will release the dew. Make that confession of faith with me one more time tonight. Say, the heavens will release the dew over me. Make it personal. Say, the heavens will release the dew over my life. Glory to God. Glory to God. God's promises and God's provisions are packaged in the dew of heaven being released over you this weekend. God himself, he said, I'm giving you myself. I myself am becoming like the dew to you. I will water you and make you glorious. I myself, God's got it. When you are positioned, you are ready. When you are available, when you are there in the right place at the right time. God said, I myself will become like the mist of heaven. I will become like the dew. Shh. Hosea chapter 14 verse 5. Let's read this in the Amplified. Hosea chapter 14 verse 5. This is the Lord speaking. I will be like the dew and the night mist to Israel. And when they receive the dew and the night mist, he shall grow and blossom like the lily and cast forth his roots like the sturdy evergreens of Lebanon. God himself said, I myself, I will come to you like the mist in the night. In this night of open heavens, I myself, I will come to you like the mist. Hosea 14 verse 5, I will be like the dew and the night mist to Israel. He shall grow and blossom like the lily and cast forth his roots like the sturdy evergreens of Lebanon. You know, this mist, this night mist, morning mist, long before, at the very beginning of creation, long before the earth knew rain, long before the incidence of rain started happening, when everything on the earth could have been parched and dried, God made provision through the mist. Remember, this same mist is what he's telling us in Hosea chapter 14 verse 5. I will come to you as the night mist, as the dew. I will come to you. I will be like the dew and the night mist to Israel. In the very beginning, long before it, the provision that God made for the watering of the earth was that mist in Genesis chapter 2 verse 5 and 6. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, this is in New King James Version, every plant of the field before it was in the earth and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth and there was no man to till the ground. Verse 6, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. There went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. God says, he himself will be like the dew. Hosea 14 verse 5, I will be like the dew and the night mist to Israel. And so when I come to them like the dew, when I come to them like the night mist, then he will grow and blossom like the lily and cast forth his root like the sturdy evergreens of Lebanon. You will grow and blossom like the lily. As the mist of heaven, as the dew of heaven comes down and showers and rains down on you, you will blossom. My brother, my sister, you will blossom like the lily. You will blossom like the lily. Your roots will become established in the covenant of God's blessing. When you receive him, like the dew, like the mist, God is commanding his blessing of life over you. This weekend, he's commanding his blessing of life over you this weekend. Remember, he promised two Psalms of David, Psalm 133 and Psalm 23. Look at how the Lord, look at this promise here. He says, it's like the precious. We know these scriptures. These are very familiar scriptures. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garment. As the dew of Hermon, that's verse 3 of Psalm 133. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Hallelujah. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. God is commanding the blessing over your life tonight. God is commanding the blessing. I don't know what you need right now. I don't know what you crave for. You've been craving for some time now. You've been needing. You've been seeking. God is commanding the blessing upon you right now. The blessing of life. The blessing of life. Do you receive it? I said, do you receive it? He is commanding the blessing of life. It's like the precious ointment. It's like the dew of Hermon. Like the dew upon the mountains, the hills of Zion. Glory to God. It says the same thing, Psalm 23, verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. The heavens will release the dew. Say that with me tonight. The heavens will release the dew. In fact, let's make it a confession of faith. The heavens are releasing the dew upon my life. Glory to God. As the word of God is coming, as the word of God is coming, the word of the Lord is the precursor of the release of heaven's dew. As the word of God is coming, and as I am well positioned under the dew and under the mist, the night mist that God himself is coming, is sending to me into my life, the heavens are releasing the dew over my life. And as the heavens are releasing the dew over my life, something glorious is happening. Something glorious. Tangible things are going on. Tangible miracles. Hallelujah. Tangible miracles. Tangible blessings. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, O God. We bless your holy name for your tangible miracles. Shita Baba. I don't know what you need. Somebody somewhere. I don't care how late in the night your season has gone. I don't care. Like what we read at the very beginning, the famine was most severe. Maybe your famine has become more severe. It does not matter tonight. Tangible miracles. Tangible miracles. Tangible miracles. I want us to spend a few minutes here. And I want us to spend a few minutes discussing the package blessings that have been released with the dew of heaven tonight. The few packages, I'm just going to mention them to you. I don't know what yours is. I don't know what you need. But as these packages are being delivered, these shipments from heaven with the dew, as they are being delivered, I want you to aggressively go out and take what is yours. Tonight is your night for your own tangible miracle. As these shipments, as these packages are being delivered with the dew of heaven, I want you to aggressively, in faith, take that which is yours. Don't wait. Don't wait. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 11 verse 9, in the easy to read version, the manna fell on the ground each night when the ground became wet with dew. Numbers 11 verse 9, easy to read version. The manna fell on the ground each night when the ground became wet with dew. Guess what? Each night, tonight, the word of God that is already going forth is making the ground wet with dew. the word of God, which is the precursor, which is the precursor of the dew of heaven. As the word, you can see the word has been going. The word is just going like the rain. As the word has been going, the rain, the mist is making the ground wet. And when the ground becomes wet, manna will fall. When the ground becomes wet, manna will fall. Numbers 11 verse 9, easy to read version. The manna fell on the ground each night when the ground became wet with dew. If the ground was dry, manna will not fall. Manna will not fall. Manna will not come on that dry ground. But when you receive the dew of heaven, when you receive a release of the dew of heaven, my friend, manna has to fall. Manna is falling. Manna is coming down. Glory to God, manna. And all manner of blessings and miracles are released with the dew of heaven. Manna. And all manner of blessings and miracles are released with the dew of heaven. I don't know which of these package blessings you need in your life right now, but when you see the packages being delivered, I want you to aggressively take yours in faith. There are some packages. Let's go through them. I will not run too much. I know I'm conscious of time. I'm tempted to rush quickly. I will not rush too much. Manna is falling. Hallelujah. The night mist is coming down. Dew of heaven is coming. It's bringing that wetness upon our ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's lay hold upon it. Let's be bold. Let's aggressively in faith. Let's take what is ours, what God has packaged for us. The elevation package. There are a few packages. The elevation package. Elevation package, uncommon breakthroughs, unprecedented success, separation and elevation. Somebody is receiving that tonight. This elevation package is being shipped out to somebody. Somebody is laying hold on that tonight. Uncommon breakthroughs, unprecedented success, separation and elevation. Somebody is receiving that tonight. This elevation package. Deuteronomy 28 verse 12. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. Verse 13. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only and not be beneath. Somebody is receiving that package tonight. With the dew of heaven. I'm calling that one the elevation package. Somebody is receiving that tonight. Is that you? Somebody is receiving the elevation package tonight. Somebody is laying hold on the elevation package tonight. Is that you? The fruitfulness package. That's the second one. The fruitfulness package. Psalm 1 verse 3. He shall be, New King James Version, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. In its season, not later. Not later. On time. In its season. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. Fruitfulness package. Somebody is receiving that. Is that you? Is that you? Somebody is receiving that tonight. Divine healing and divine health package. Somebody is getting that one. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Hallelujah. Somebody is getting that one tonight. The divine healing and divine health package. I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Isaiah chapter 35, verses 5 and 6. The eyes of the blind, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams will flow in the desert. That's divine healing and divine health package. Somebody's getting that one. It's coming with the dew. It's coming with the night mist. Right now, it's coming down, right? Somebody's getting that one now. Somebody's getting that now. Is that you? I said, is that you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have more there. Divine healing promises. Divine healing available to you. Exodus 23, verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. If I was you, I would get a prayer cloth right now. Something. Grab a hold of something right now. Because as that mist is coming down, as that dew is coming down, take something. Let it fall on your head and let it fall on something. Some point of contact that you can carry around with you. Hallelujah. And place over that situation or somebody in your family who needs a miracle, who needs healing. Hallelujah. Exodus 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in your land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Verse 26. See, divine healing, divine health, and divine healing package. Deuteronomy 7:13, and he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock, and in the land of which he swore to your fathers to give to you. Verse 14, Deuteronomy 7:14, you shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and he will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but he will lay them on all those that hate you. This divine health and divine healing package is yours. Somebody's getting that. Is that you? Divine healing and divine health package. Somebody is getting that. Is that you? Then there's the covenant of longevity package. Covenant, the covenant of longevity package. Hallelujah. Psalm 91 verse 16. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Genesis 24 verse 1. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And you are a son and daughter of Abraham. This longevity package is for you. Is for you. You will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. No accident. No evil. No terror. No oppression will take away your life. You will live long. The dew of heaven will keep replenishing your life every night. Every morning, every night, every morning. He will keep renewing your youth like the eagles. Woo! Glory to God. When they say you should be feeling pain here, you should be feeling pain there. Ah, this one, Jesus. Ah, your eye, you are not seeing well anymore. Ah, your liver is malfunctioning. And your kidneys, no you! Not you. Somebody say, not me. Not me. Somebody say, not me. No, not you. Not you. The covenant of longevity package is coming. It's being shipped out to you with the dew of heaven. Is that you receiving it? I said, is that you? Is somebody out there receiving this tonight? Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. With long life, I will satisfy. If long life was not a blessing, why did God say that's how people are satisfied? If long life was not a blessing from God, why did the Lord say that is how he will satisfy us? With long life. And like we do it in that confession, with long life. Long life. Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. In all things. Have you ever heard of the man Caleb? The man Caleb. Have you ever heard about the man Caleb? You go read the story, what he said to Joshua in Joshua 14. So I was 40 years old when God made me this promise. Remember? God made him this promise. So I'll take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. When all those unbelievers, all those doubters, when they were sowing, giving an evil report, Caleb rose up, he raised his voice. He said, no, our God, if our God delight in us, he will take us to the land. He will take us, all these giants, they are bread, they will be bread for us. Oh God, God was so pleased with Caleb. God was so happy with him. He made a promise unto him. He said, the rest of them will die out in the wilderness. He said, but you and Joshua, I'll keep you both. And then 45 years later, after all those doubters and all those deniers and all those liars and all those jokers and mediocres, when they died out in the wilderness, Caleb raised up his voice. He said, hey, hello, my friend Joshua. I'm 85 years old now, but I'm just as strong as I was when I was 40. I'm just as strong. My friend, that's the covenant. That is the covenant of longevity. So he said, give me this mountain. I'm just as strong. This is when people are too old. They are too old to ride a bike. I'm just as strong. They are too old to get promoted. I'm just as strong. They are too old to have a new, to start a new business. No, not me. I'm just as strong. They are too old to advance what God gave them in destiny. No, not me. I'm just as strong. You too. The covenant of longevity is your portion. So that means from today, you have to watch what you are saying with your mouth. You have to stop saying with your mouth, I'm old, I'm getting old. Stop that. Keep your mouth shut. That's a dirty mouth. You have to wash that mouth. The next time you hear yourself saying that, wash that mouth and repent. I'm getting too old. I'm getting so old. I don't know that I can take on another opportunity. I don't know. I'm getting so old. I don't know that I will be around for very long. I'm getting so old. You shut that mouth. See? When you are saying things like that, you are not positioned for the dew of heaven. You are not positioned because when that word comes, the word from the Lord, and then you are there running your mouth and saying nonsense, the word will just leave. The dew that was meant for you, that package that was shipped to you, will get the wrong address, wrong return to sender. They will send it somewhere else. The words of your mouth, the Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Watch what you are saying. The covenant of longevity package. Is that you getting that tonight? Is that somebody out there getting that tonight? The covenant, suddenly you feel younger. Suddenly you feel like, I can do that. I thought I was too old, but I can do that. I can do that. If you feel pain, you feel things, something going on. You don't say that, I think I'm getting arthritis. Don't say that. Don't open your mouth and say that. Your shoulder is stiff. Oh my goodness. I think I'm getting too old. This, I remember my great-grandmother. That's how her shoulder started to get stiff when she was. Don't say that. You speak to your shoulder, say, receive life in the name of Jesus. Can you read the Bible? Say, God commanded life forevermore. Commanded the blessing of life. Forever, you show that you be strong in the name of the Lord Jesus. You knees, you are blessed. You knees, you are blessed. You back, ooh, you are blessed. Glory to God. Ooh, you neck, you are blessed. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All my organs, you are blessed. You are functioning right in the name of Jesus. You speak life. the covenant of longevity package. Finally, the uncommon favor and jubilee package. The uncommon favor and jubilee package. Psalm 102 verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. I better run, my time is almost up here. I better run. The uncommon favor and jubilee package. Psalm 102 verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 12 in the Amplified. The king's wrath is as terrifying as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as refreshing as dew upon the grass. Hallelujah. Uncommon favor and jubilee package. The king's wrath is as terrifying as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is coming on you tonight. That favor is being shipped. Covenant of favor and jubilee package is being shipped to your address tonight. His favor is as refreshing as dew upon the grass. Leviticus 25 verse 10. This is my jubilee. It's your jubilee. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty or freedom throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. It shall be a jubilee for you. This is your jubilee. This is your jubilee. Freedom from every kind of entrapment. Financial entrapment. Financial baggages. Physical baggages. Mental distress. You are free in the name of Jesus. I say you are free in the name of Jesus. Yokes that keep doors shut that should be open. Favor is coming your way. This is your jubilee. Oh Lord, how much more can we do here tonight? Time is so far gone. Our time is so far gone. Did you get all those packages? Hallelujah. Elevation package. Fruitfulness package. Divine healing and health package. Glory to God. Covenant of longevity package. Uncommon favor and jubilee package. All of them are being shipped out to you as the dew of heaven is being released. So receive the one that is yours. Take the one that is yours tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody may be experiencing a season of drought in their lives right now. The Lord sent me with a word for you. You are due for some dew from heaven. The drought has run its course and the expiration has passed. Hallelujah. You are due for some dew from heaven. 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 Sometimes seasons of drought, famine, barrenness, or dryness, sometimes they come in people's lives. But you have to recognize, have clarity in your understanding, that that is contrary to the plan of God for you. The fact that you experience dryness or famine or drought or what, it doesn't mean that that's God's best for you. You don't have to accept that. You don't say, well, you know, everybody goes through financial hardship at some time. At some point, life is full of ups and downs. That's true. Naturally, life can have ups and downs. But do you have to accept that as God's best for you? No, you don't have to. Sometimes true drought comes because doors are open to the enemy. There are times that the heaven is shut over people's lives because of certain things. Either things that they became enslaved to, or things that they did whether they knew or not. Sometimes heaven gets shut over people's lives. But regardless, you and I can lay hold on the promise of redemption. And you can demand the dew of heaven upon your life tonight. Sometimes famine and drought happen because the heavens are shut up. You remember, that's from the thief. Every drought, every famine is from the thief. It's because of the work of the thief. And Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill. John 10:10, steal and destroy. But I came that they may have life till it overflows. Life in abundance till it overflows. So you don't have to accept the drought or the barrenness or the famine. Haggai 1:11, and I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the corn and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon all that which the ground brings forth and upon men and upon cattle and upon all the labor of their hands. Sometimes heavens are shut up because of error. Or sometimes it's just the attack of the enemy. But regardless, we don't have to accept it. Deuteronomy 11:17, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord is giving you. Don't accept that. Regardless of how that happened, maybe it came because we tripped up, or maybe we unknowingly, sometimes we're foolish, stupid, careless, or whatever. Or sometimes we played into the hands of the devil. We opened doors to the devil. The devil came in and cheated us and took advantage of us when we're not paying attention. Well, regardless, don't accept that as God's best. The heaven is releasing the dew over you. This weekend, today, let's try to close this out. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 12, New Living Translation. God said, I am planting, this is our popular scripture. God said, I'm planting seeds of peace and prosperity among you. The grapevines will be heavy with fruit. The earth will produce its crops. The heavens will release the dew. Once more, I will cause the remnant in Judah and Israel to inherit these blessings. I'm planting seeds of peace and prosperity among you. The grapevines will be heavy with fruit. The earth will produce its crops. The heavens will release the dew. Once more, I will cause the remnant in Judah and Israel to inherit these blessings. You may be coming through a season of drought. There may be famine in the land. There may be some experiences of dryness or barrenness or whatever. But you and I can be like Isaac. Isaac, in his own time of famine, he lived in a time of dryness, but he never experienced that dryness because everywhere he went, the dew of heaven was released over him. It was not automatic. He had to make a demand and dig wells. He had to say, wait, I have the promise of the dew of heaven. So when I dig wells, there must be water. Everybody else was digging wells and they were not finding any water. But when Isaac started to dig well, water, everywhere he dug wells, water. And his enemies will come and fight him over some of those wells. But he didn't stop digging. He said, I have the covenant of God. Heaven must release the dew. He kept on digging until finally they stopped fighting him. And that well he finally dug, he called the name of it Rehoboth. Genesis 26 verse 22. He moved from there and dug another well, and that they did not quarrel over that one. So he called his name Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us and we shall be fruitful in this land. God is making room for you this weekend. The Lord is making room for you this weekend. Where it has felt tight, God is enlarging your coast. Where it has felt impossible, God is opening up new possibilities. Where it has felt dry, God is raining down upon you the dew. Hallelujah. Where it has felt disappointing and frustrating, God is re-energizing you and giving you fresh hope. This is your Rehoboth. My friends, this is your Rehoboth. Let's take it. This is your Rehoboth. There's more room for you. The ground is wet now. Dryness is over. Let's go and announce to the world, the dry season is over. The dew of heaven is raining down upon us. Heaven is releasing dew. We are blessed. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's close out. The deeper you go in the word of God, the greater the dew. Let's close out right here. You remember? In Luke chapter 5, Jesus was looking for somewhere, someone to give him something to preach with. People were pressing on him to receive, to receive the word. You know, the word of God is the precursor of the blessing, the precursor of the dew of heaven. They were pushing on him and pressing on him. And Jesus, he called Peter and said, "Peter, give me your boat." He just sat in that boat and started preaching. And Peter was a frustrated, labor through the night, catch nothing fisherman, professional. He sat down there and listened to Jesus talking about open heavens, talking about the heavens will release the dew. The heavens will release the dew. When Jesus finished speaking, so much faith arose. He was positioned for faith. He was positioned for the dew. When Jesus finished speaking, Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Peter," this is what he said to him in Luke chapter 5 verse 4 in the New Living Translation. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Simon, now go out where it is deeper." Go out, I love it. Go out where it is deeper and let down your net to catch some fish. Go out where it's deeper. Somebody say that with me as we close. Go out where it is deeper. Go out where it is. That's what he said in the New Living Translation. Simon, now go out where it is deeper. The deeper you go with the word, the greater the dew of heaven that is released over your life. Simon Peter answered, this is the Amplified, Luke chapter 5 verse 5. He answered and said, "Master, we have toiled all night exhaustingly and we caught nothing in our net. But on the ground of your word," in the King James, "say, nevertheless at thy word." I love that. It's powerful. "Nevertheless at thy," the word is the precursor of the dew of heaven. The word of God is the precursor of every miracle and blessing. "We have toiled all night exhaustingly. We caught nothing in our net. But on the ground of your word, I will lower the net again. I will do it again. Go back and do it again. I know you tried before. You gave it everything. It was disappointing. It was exhausting. It was desperate. It was not good. You gave it everything. You believe you gave it everything. But what your expectations didn't, don't go back and do it again. Your expectations didn't come through. Don't worry about it. Go back and do it again. Go deeper this time. Invest more this time. Labor more this time. Pray more this time. Study more this time. Meditate more this time. Believe more this time. Lay hold on revelation more this time." Jesus said, "Go where it is deeper. Go where it is deeper." And verse 6, when they had this done, they caught a great number of fish. They caught a great number of fish. And their net was at the point of breaking. The heavens will release the dew. So go where it is deeper. Let's go deeper with the word. Let's go deeper with the Lord. Let's go deeper. All of this weekend, into our next season, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Let's hear the word more. Let's be deeper with the word. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Let's hear the word more. Let's read the word more. Let's study the word more. Let's meditate the word more. Let's memorize the word more. Let's go deeper with the Lord. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. And the heavens will release the dew. Father, we thank you. Somebody go deeper tonight. Somebody go deeper tonight. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Go deeper tonight. Go deeper tonight. Wherever you are, somebody. Somebody rise up. Somebody rise up with God. Go for it tonight. Woo. Somebody. Somebody go up with God, do something more tonight. Do something more tonight. Somebody make a change tonight. Position yourself better tonight. Somebody rise up and shine tonight. Somebody. Woo. Father, we praise your name. Lord, we bless you. Oh God, we give you the glory. Thank you for your holy word. The heavens will release the dew. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. I bless you for your precious people tonight. This manifestation is coming into their lives. Lord, great miracles, great harvest. Thank you. Thank you, precious Savior. Receive all the glory and all the praise, O God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Somebody wave your hands to the Lord and just bless his holy name. Woo! Bless his holy name. Come on, go ahead tonight. Bless his holy name.